Now we're moving into the WinZip. Of course, the I preferred when we used matches. Up here, they get a little soggy, though, I've noticed. So we've done I've done a lot of gabbing so far. So let's get back into our centers and come home to ourselves. Ash on the new shirt. All right. So to do the WinZip, we're going to begin in the east. Now, one of the things that I tend to do is I tend to confuse you by giving you more options. So I'm going to do it again. So if you would prefer in your own WinZip, not for this one, to use the cardinal wind that you're working with for the year as your starting point, then so be it. But it's always safe to begin in the east. One of the things in one of the courses I took was that they made this calling in the east and calling in the south. They made this script and put it in one of their books. And I was doing a podcast recently, and didn't that woman go word for word reciting there how to call in the directions? That creates a gegregore after thousands and thousands of people start to use it. And what it does is it builds up energy that's not yours. It might be a nice organizational energy, but I would prefer if people found their own words, their own soul speak, and do the, call in your relationship with the winds, not some other teacher's relationship with the four directions. I mean, you've all heard it. You Satchamama and, the hummingbird and all of this. And it's not even relational to the work of the Andes. So that aside, we're going to do a WinZip, which I've totally created from a vision I had sitting here in the living room one day or out there. Yes, we believe in teaching people to fish, not to, giving people the fishing rod. So we're going to start three wind breaths in each direction. Now, you could speed this up and do one wind breath if you were just, doing your little morning ritual and you were in a hurry. But this is the long version. I'll have to make a long version and a shorter version. But this is the long version of the WinZip. And it's really to bring us at home at center. And what it is, Bridget tells me I'm getting all of your projections tossed at me. So this is so people's projections of you, their ideas of you, if they get mad at you, they throw shit at you. And most of it's unintentional. So this is a protective band of somewhat of power that you can have around yourself so that no matter where you go, that you're not Velcro where everything's sticking during the course of the day. And we're going to begin in the east. I'm happening to be facing south, but I'll turn to the east just so you can kind of see that I am going to spin. And what we're going to do is we're going to take our first wind breath. And if you have your wind whistle, feel free to grab it. Did I say something funny?
I was laughing at a comment, Renee.
Oh. So if you're facing east, so you're going to breathe in to that slow count of 7 to 10. You're going to hold it. And on the first wind breath of this zip, you're going to go out your sacrum into the belly of the earth through your spin axis, which is that envisionary Invisible, well, for me, it's invisible. Invisible line that goes down, that connects you through the to the earth and to the heavens. And so that first one, we go out our sacrum. The next, then we bring in the wind on the next one, and we'll be working with the cardinal winds on this. So on the first one, we'll bring in Urus, and we're going to bring in Urus to fill us up, to make us feel all of the delight of Urus. And then when we exhale that one, we're going to actually ride that wind and connect with that wind. And then on the third wind breath in, we're going to actually bring it in through the spin axis, through the top of our head, imagining this wind coming down all the way through our bodies. And we're going to hold it again for 7 if we can. And then on that exhale, on the exhale, we're going to imagine drawing a invisible line from our sacrum to our spin axis, which will be our east wind, our east ribbon of protection. Then we're going to turn to the south, and we're going to do the same thing, calling in notice. We're going to turn to the west, and we're going to call in Zephyrus. And then we're going to turn to the north, and we're going to call in Boreas. Now, those of you who are working with the doldrums, it's okay. You could call in those directions if you want, but this is like the cardinal wind zip. Are we all ready? So begin by breathing in to the count of 7 to 10 seconds, as long as you can hold it and fill up your belly. Hold it. And breathe that wind out through your sacrum into the earth. Remain empty. And then breathe in Urus. And feel what Urus feels like as you hold to the count of 7. And breathe out and ride with the wind. And in that emptiness, feel what it feels like to have no wind. And on this third wind breath, bring it in through the crown of your head, filling you all the way up. And now draw an invisible ribbon from your sacrum up to your spin axis. And now turn to the south. And fill up on that wind. Hold it. And breathe it down through your sacrum, down through your spin axis, all the way to the center. Stay in that emptiness. And then breathe in, notice the wind of the south. And as you breathe out, connect with the wind. What is it like when there's no emotional wind? And now breathe in, notice through the crown of your head and into your belly. And run that invisible wind ribbon from your sacrum up to the top of your head. And then turn and face Zephyrus, the west wind. And breathe in Zephyrus. And release through your sacrum down into the earth. And breathe in the Zephyrus again. Feel Zephyrus in your body. What does the west wind Zephyrus feel like in your body? And release Zephyrus and ride with Zephyrus. Now bring in Zephyrus through the top of your head. And on this release, that invisible ribbon of wind from your sacrum up through your to your spin axis above your head. And now turn to the north and call upon Boreas. and release Boreas into the earth, down your spin axis to the core. Remain empty. And bring Boreas in. And this time, ride on that wind past the furthest mountain. Remain empty. And bring in Boreas one more time through your spin axis, down through the center core of you, filling you with light. And creating that last ribbon of wind. And then turn, and if you want to bow to each wind direction, just to give it one final complete spin. And come back. And that's how you do your wind zip. Mm-hmm.